You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now, here is Pastor Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Sunday morning, everybody. Here we are at Breakout Radio Church. Welcome to Breakout Radio Church. Dale and Gene Gentry here on this Christmas Sunday morning. And Gene, I want to welcome my wife here, and we just want to say Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yes, Merry Christmas to our members and our partners and everyone that's joining us today. We're so thankful for all of you.
Yeah, even if you are visiting today at Breakout Radio Church, we want to say how thankful and grateful we are here on this Christmas Sunday morning. And this is, Gene, this is our third, Christmas at Breakout Radio Church. And we're so very, very thankful and grateful. And for those of you that are just maybe visiting Breakout Radio Church, want to let you know that we are a global missions church without walls, comprised of members in many different geographical locations across America and around the world, responding to Jesus' command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. We are a house of prayer for all nations. Well, it's just it seems kind of surreal, Gene, that we have members at Breakout Radio Church all across America and different nations of the world.
Yes, it does.
And we just, today's going to be a very special day. I actually preached my Christmas message last Sunday because I knew there would be people that would be out. But for those of you that are able to be in church today, maybe you're traveling, maybe you're getting ready to get on the plane. It's amazing how you can put your earbuds in and attend church. Even if you're working today, whatever the situation may be, we just want to say that we are so thankful to be able to minister to people all across America and around the world. And we are about to pray for the service today. Gene and I, we're going to read the Christmas story today. We're going to have some special Christmas songs that we can sing along with, and it's just going to be a great time. And a couple of my friends are going to be leading the Christmas music. Dennis Jernigan, been my friend since 1986, and his family are going to be leading us in some Christmas songs. And Shannon Smith, who's been my friend for several years, and his group, Three Bridges, are going to lead us in some Christmas songs. And then Gene and I are going to have the Christmas story. We have a wonderful service lined up. So we're going to pray. Father, we just agree your will, plan, and purpose be done here on this Christmas Sunday as we broadcast live from our ministry center here in Austin, Texas, on a beautiful, sunny Sunday morning here just 2 days before Christmas. We just pray, Holy Spirit, that you would anoint our ears to hear, our eyes to see, and our hearts to receive as we celebrate your birth today. Yes. And may it be a wonderful Christmas service. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Well, I met this this man by the name of Shannon Smith several years ago in Florida. And I'm going to have he and his group to sing a special song and called Mary, Did You Know? A lot of people know it. Some don't. But they do a great job of singing it, Shannon Smith. And I just bless he and Catherine today and their family and the Three Bridges. And they're going to sing, and then Gene and I is going to come back, and we're going to read the Christmas story, and we're going to have some Christmas music, some prayers. It's going to be a wonderful day. So Shannon Smith and Three Bridges, y'all sing. Then Gene and I come back with the Christmas story.
Our son sons and daughters, did you know that your baby boy would come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, do you know that your baby boy would touch and heal a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby of God? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect land? And this sleeping child you're holding is the great
Thank you very much, Shannon Brown. And Mary, did you know that your baby boy? That's a great Christmas song. Thank you so very, very much. Gene and I are going to, we're going to read the Christmas story today. We've had a, we've had this tradition for so many, many years. We've had this tradition of reading a Christmas story. In fact, when our first, when our grandkids were first born, we determined that we were going to I was going to read the Christmas story, and so they grew up as we had our Christmas Eve celebrations. They grew up listening to the Christmas story, and Gene and I want to read the Christmas story today, the greatest story that's ever told, the birth of Jesus coming into this world. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And we're so very, very thankful that Jesus came, that we might have life. And so we're going to read, Gene and I are going to read the Christmas story. And today we're reading the Christmas story from the Message Bible. There's different, we like to read the Christmas story from different translations. But we're going to read the Christmas story, and then we're going to sing some Christmas songs together. It's going to be a wonderful time. So, from the book of Matthew and the book of Luke, we're going to read the story today. It said, so many others have tried their hand at putting together a story of the wonderful harvest of Scripture and history that took place among us. Using reports handed down by the original eyewitnesses who served this word with their very lives. Since I've investigated all the reports in close detail, starting from the story's beginning, I decided to write it all out for you, most honorable Theophilus, so you can know beyond the shadow of a doubt the reliability of what you were taught. During the rule of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest assigned service in the regiment of Abijah. His name was Zechariah. His wife was descended from the daughters of Aaron. Her name was Elizabeth. Together they lived honorably before God, careful in keeping to the ways of the commandments and enjoying a clear conscience before God. But they were childless because Elizabeth could never conceive, and now they were quite old. So it happened that as Zacharias was carrying out his priestly duties before God, working the shift assigned to his regiment, it came his turn, his one turn in life, to enter the sanctuary of God and burn incense. The congregation was gathered and praying outside the temple at the hour of the incense offering, and unannounced, an angel of God appeared just to the right of the altar of incense. Zacharias was paralyzed in fear, but the angel reassured him, "Don't fear, Zachariah. Your prayer's been heard. Elizabeth, your wife, will bear a son by you. You're to name him John. You're going to leap like a gazelle for joy. And not only you, many will delight in his birth. He'll achieve great stature with God. He'll drink neither wine nor beer. He'll be filled with the Holy Spirit from the moment he leaves his mother's womb. He will turn many sons and daughters of Israel back to their God. He will herald God's arrival in the style and strength of Elijah, soften the hearts of parents to children, and kindle devout understanding among hardened skeptics. He'll get the people ready for God." Zacharias said to the angel, "Do you expect me to believe this? I'm an old man and my wife is an old woman." But the angel said, "I'm Gabriel, the sentinel of God, sent especially to bring you this glad news. But because you won't believe me, you'll be unable to say a word until the day of your son's birth. So every word I've spoken to you will come true." Every word. And God's time. Meanwhile, the congregation, waiting for Zacharias, was getting restless, wondering what was keeping him so long in the sanctuary. When he came out and couldn't speak, they knew that he had seen a vision. He continued speechless and had to use sign language with the people. When the course of his priestly assignment was completed, he went back home. It wasn't long before his wife Elizabeth conceived. She went off by herself for 5 months, relishing her pregnancy. "So this is how God acts to remedy my unfortunate condition," she said.
And in the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to the Galilean village of Nazareth to a virgin engaged to be married to a man descended from David. His name was Joseph, and the virgin's name Mary. Upon entering, Gabriel greeted her. "Good morning. You're beautiful with God's beauty, beautiful inside and out. God be with you." She was thoroughly shaken, wondering what was behind a greeting like that. But the angel assured her, "Mary, you have nothing to fear. God has a surprise for you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son and call his name Jesus. He will be great, be called Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will rule Jacob's house forever, no end ever to his kingdom." Mary said to the angel, "But how? I've never known a man." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Highest hover over you. Therefore, the child you bring to birth will be called Holy, Son of God." And did you know that your cousin Elizabeth conceived a son, old as she is? Everyone called her barren, and here she is, 6 months pregnant. Nothing you see is impossible with God. And Mary said, "Yes, I see it all now. I'm the Lord's maid, ready to serve. Let it be with me, just as you say." Then the angel left her. Blessed among women. Mary didn't waste a minute. She got up and traveled to a town in Judah in the hill country, straight to Zachariah's house, and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby in her womb leaped. She was filled with the Holy Spirit and sang out exuberantly, "You're so blessed among women, and the babe in your womb also blessed. And why am I so blessed that the mother of my Lord visits me? The moment the sound of your greeting entered my ears, the babe in my womb skipped like a lamb for sheer joy." Blessed women who believed what God said, believed every word would come true. And Mary said, I'm bursting with good news. I'm dancing the song of my Savior God. God took one good look at me, and look what happened. I'm the most fortunate woman on earth. What God has done for me will never be forgotten. The God whose very name is holy, set apart from all others. His mercy flows in wave after wave on those who are in awe before him. He bared his arm and showed his strength, scattered the bluffing braggarts. He knocked tyrants off their high horses, pulled victims out of the mud. The starving poor sat down to a banquet. The callous rich were left out in the cold. He embraced his chosen child, Israel. He remembered and piled on the mercies, piled them very high. It's exactly what he promised, beginning with Abraham and right up to now.
About that time, Caesar Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the empire. This was the first census when Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone had to travel to his own ancestral hometown to be accounted for. So Joseph went from the Galilean town of Nazareth up to Bethlehem in Judah, David's town, for the census. And as a descendant of David, he had to go there. He went with Mary, his fiancée, who was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. She gave birth to a son, her firstborn. She wrapped him in a blanket and laid him in a manger because there was no room in the inn. There were shepherds camping in the neighborhood. They had set night watches over the sheep. Suddenly, God's angel stood among them, and God's glory blazed around them. They were terrified. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. I'm here to announce a great and joyful event that is meant for everybody worldwide. A Savior has just been born in David's town, a Savior who is Messiah and Master. This is what you're to look for, a baby wrapped in a blanket and lying in a manger." At once the angel was joined by a huge angelic choir singing God's praises. Glory to God in the heavenly heights, peace to all men and women on earth who please him. As the angel choir withdrew into heaven, the shepherds talked it over. "Let's get over to Bethlehem as fast as we can and see for ourselves what God has revealed to us." They left running and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. Seeing was believing. They told everyone they met what the angels had said about the child. All who heard the shepherds were impressed. Mary kept all these things to herself, holding them dear, clear, deep within herself. The shepherds returned and let loose, glorifying and praising God for everything they had heard and seen. It turned out exactly the way they'd been told. When the eighth day arrived, the day of circumcision, the child was named Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived. Then when the days stipulated by Moses for purification were complete, they took him up to Jerusalem to offer him to God as commanded in God's law. "Every male who opens the womb shall be a holy offering to God, and also to sacrifice the pair of doves or two young pigeons prescribed in God's law." In Jerusalem at the time, there was a man, Simeon by name, a good man, a man who lived in the prayerful expectancy of help for Israel. And the Holy Spirit was on him. The Holy Spirit had shown him that he would see the Messiah of God before he died. Led by the Spirit, he entered the temple. As the parents of the child, Jesus brought him in to carry out the rituals of the law. Simeon took him into his arms and blessed God. He said, "God, you can release your servant now. Release me in peace as you promised. With my own eyes, I've seen your salvation. It's now out in the open for everyone to see. A God-revealing light to the non-Jewish nations and of glory for your people Israel." Jesus' father and mother were speechless with surprise at these words. Simeon went on to bless them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child marks both the failure and the recovery of many in Israel, a figure misunderstood and contradicted, the pain of a sword thrust through you, but the rejection will force honesty as God reveals who they really are." Anna the prophetess was also there, a daughter of Phanuel from the tribe of Asher. She was by now a very old woman. She had been married 7 years and a widow for 84. She never left the temple area, worshiping night and day with her fastings and prayers. At the very time Simeon was praying, she showed up, broke into an anthem of praise to God, and talked about the child to all who were waiting expectantly for the freeing of Israel and Jerusalem. When they finished everything required by God and the law, they returned to Galilee in their own town, Nazareth. There the child grew strong in body and wise in spirit, and the grace of God was upon him. And that concludes the reading of our Christmas story, and we give praise and honor to Father God, and we honor the Lord Jesus Christ at his birth. We are so very, very thankful and grateful. And now we're going to have the Three Bridges and Dennis Jernigan and his family to come and lead us in some Christmas songs as we sing to him here on this Christmas Sunday at Breakout Radio Church.
Wondrous star. It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And thank you so very, very much. Thank you, Three Bridges, my friend Shannon Smith, longtime friend Shannon Smith, and Dennis Jernigan, and their groups and families presenting our Christmas music today. Lead us in Christmas music. And, well, I was so very, very thankful to have you in church today here at Breakout Radio Church. And Gene's going to come. We're going to bless those of you that are in church today. I know many may not be able to attend because they may be with family today. There's a lot of people that's already celebrating their Christmas time. But those of you that are in church today, visiting the church, and, of course, we have the service at 10 o'clock Central Time this morning, 8 o'clock tonight, and then all during the week, our service is being replayed at 8 a.m., and 8 p.m. on bpnradio.com, as well as TuneIn Radio. So, Father, Gene and I just set ourselves in agreement. We are just blessing our church members today that are in church attendance here at Breakout Radio Church as we celebrate our third Christmas as a radio church, and Gene and I celebrate our 51st year, our 51st Christmas in full-time ministry. We've been on a wonderful journey, haven't we?
Yes, we have. It's been a wonderful journey. And, you know, I love this time of the year, because I want to receive, but I love this time. It's a beautiful, wonderful time because it's a time of giving and blessing others, and I'm so thankful. I love Christmas time.
Yeah, it's as I preached last Sunday, it's a wonderful time of being able to give. That's the most important thing that we have, is the opportunity to give.
Yes.
And speaking of giving, we want to express appreciation to all of you church members that have sent us cards and letters and Christmas gifts, Christmas offerings.
Yes, we're very thankful.
Yeah, left us a Christmas message. Wow, our hearts are thrilled, and we just want to express our appreciation to all of you for those of you that have remembered us here at this Christmas season. Not only this Christmas season, but all during the year. What a privilege it is to be able to lead a church, a worldwide church. You know, local church is what we led for so many years, but to be able to lead a worldwide church is just wonderful. And we just pray that those of you that are be gathering with your family, maybe today or this week, it will be a wonderful time of just being together.
Yes.
Being together and enjoying each other. And it's one of the times that we look forward. And it looks like that all of our kids and grandkids are going to be together this year.
Yes, and we have two new additions. We have two granddaughters that were married this year.
Mm-hmm.
So our family is growing, and we're so blessed to have all of our family with us this year.
Oh, yes, we are.
Very thankful for our family.
We want to welcome our two new grandsons, Daniel Alexander and Spencer Call.
Yes.
Our granddaughters, Taylor and Megan. Two of our granddaughters got married, so we're having a little more be in our home this week, and we're looking forward to that.
Yes.
We want to have time to bless all of you church members. But speaking of blessing, we're gonna bless some of y'all.
Yes.
And we won't call your last name. We'll call your first name. And Gene might want to bless some of y'all. And I'll do that as well. We won't have time to bless everybody. Then we're going to have a special prayer for some people that need a special prayer today, and we'll do that in just a moment. But we want to bless some members of Breakout Radio Church. I've called every one of your names today. I've called every one of your names in prayer this morning before the service began. But I want to bless Tommy there in Auburn, Maine. I want to bless Dolores and Charlie there in Canyon Lake, Texas. I want to bless Linda in Greenville, Texas, and Russell, our good friend Russell there in Arrington, Tennessee, and he worked with Amy Grant. I want to bless him, Ricky. Want to bless you there in Quinlan, Texas, and Lisa in Mesquite, Texas. Want to bless Kyleen in Glenmore, Louisiana, Elsa from Kyoto, Iowa, Christine from Lewiston, Florida, Jennifer from Fort Worth, Texas, Angela from Chandler, Oklahoma. Want to bless Kim there in Tennessee.
And we also want to bless Wayne from Washington, D.C., Olga from El Paso, Texas, Jennifer from Brandenburg, Kentucky, Brian and Shirley from Kodak, Tennessee, Barbara from Eunice, Louisiana, Sandra from Columbia, Missouri, Lester from Duncan, Oklahoma, Laura from Albuquerque, New Mexico, Bob from Mooresville, Indiana. We're so thankful for all of you today.
Yes, we are. We want to bless Juliet, and she's from Lagos, Nigeria. Want to bless the Daniel Gill family from Karachi, Pakistan. Shay from Moore, Oklahoma. Nana from Regal Park, New York. Mary Ann from Etna, Ohio. Want to bless Cassandra from Orlando, Florida. And Rena, we bless you from Holden, West Virginia. Irene from Harlow, England. Want to bless you, Robert and Marlene from Spring, Texas. John Early from Lake Worth, Florida. Want to bless you. Want to bless Tanja and her family from Florida. Chantella from Corrington, Tennessee. Melissa from Clewiston, Florida. Want to bless you, Bree from Sand Springs, Oklahoma. And want to bless you, Leah, from there from Africa. Want to bless you, Candace from Lafayette, Louisiana. Wanda from Richland Center, Wisconsin. Audrey from Tacoma, Washington. Joy from Hershey, Pennsylvania. And Jesus from Malaysia. Want to bless y'all in Jesus' name.
And we also want to bless Virginia from Greenville, Texas. Beth from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Carolina from Lubbock, Texas. Charlotte from Detroit, Michigan. Sabrina from Boyce, Louisiana. Elizabeth from Denton, Texas. Sandra from Fort Worth, Texas. Misty from West Monroe, Louisiana. Kim from Vine Grove, Kentucky. And Sandra from Boynton Beach, Florida.
And I want to bless you, Vicki, from Cleveland, Oklahoma, and Susan from Fort Worth, Texas, BK and Les Jones from Hartsville, Alabama. BK will be preaching this morning on bpnradio.com. Craig from Pullman, Washington. We bless Jessica from Sierra Vista, Arizona. Karen from Wiley, Texas. Susie from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Gloria from Wiley, Texas, and Nicholas from Nakura, Kenya. Want to bless Jenna, her family from Woodland, California, Stephanie from Beaumont, Texas, Donald and Janice Brown. Donald preached this morning on BPN Radio, and they're from Sweeney, Texas. Eric from Blairsville, Georgia, Colleen from Dacula, Georgia, Vicky from Greenville, Mississippi, Dorothy from Seminole, Oklahoma, Janet from Friendswood, Texas. We want to bless Cynthia from Texas City, Texas.
We also want to bless Shelley from Harvest, Alabama, and Renee from Amarillo, Texas, Jeffrey and Rebecca from Blairsville, Georgia, Angela from Lake Worth, Florida, Annabelle from Monroe, Washington, Allison from Madison, Wisconsin, Danielle from Clio Springs, Oklahoma, Melissa from Belmont, Ohio, and Cynthia from Port Arthur, Texas.
And we're just blessing some of you members today. We want to bless Susie from Bryan, Texas, and Glenda from Midwest City, Oklahoma. And we bless you, Sharon, from Rock Springs, Georgia. Daniel from Oxford, Alabama, and James from Escondido, California. Sarah from Bognor Regis, England, and Mark and Rosemary McWilliams there from East Texas. Lisa from Rockwall, Texas. Stephanie from Irving, Texas. Amy, who is there in Colorado. We bless you. We bless Penny from Austin, Texas, and Pat from Highlands, Texas. We also want to bless Caleb from North Richmond Hills, Texas, Nora from Garden Grove, California, Connie from Barnett, Vermont, James from Abilene, Texas, James Parker. He'll be preaching this afternoon on bpnradio.com. I want to bless you, Carla from Fort Worth, Texas, and Carolyn from Sparks, Nevada, Lynn from Decatur, Georgia.
And we want to bless Adriana from Pasadena, Texas, Stacy from Houston, Texas, Tiffany from Kingwood, Texas. We have a lot of Texans here. Angela from Cypress, Texas, Melinda from Ringwood, Oklahoma, Greg from Kearney, Missouri, Nancy from Brownsville, Texas, and Rachel from Kelso, Washington.
Okay. Well, we just having some fun here today, blessing on some Christmas, and just want to bless a few more people here. We're not going to be able to bless everybody, but we bless everybody, but just not able to call everybody's name. Michelle there in Madisonville, Kentucky, and Sherry from College Station, Texas, Rita from Glenpool, Oklahoma, and we want to bless Kim from Middlesboro, Kentucky, Colby from Carlsbad, New Mexico, and thank you. Deborah and Mark Park, Seneca, South Carolina, we bless you in Jesus' name. Gerald and Thelma Davis from Conroe, Texas, faithful members and ministers, longtime friends. We just want to say, we could go on and on, but we just want to say Merry Christmas to all of you, and we bless you, and trust that you just have a wonderful, wonderful week this week.
Merry Christmas. We appreciate all of you so very much.
Yes, we do. And we want to, Gene, we want to pray for some of our friends and church members that are having a difficult time this Christmas.
Yes.
You know, while a lot of people gather around the Christmas tree with great laughter, maybe the Christmas dinner table, there's a lot of people that will be grieving this week, and our hearts go out to them.
Yes.
Hearts go out to them. You know, I'm thinking about our wonderful friends, the Gary Pack family. We prayed many prayers for Gary, and Gary went to be with the Lord. His funeral was, memorial service was this past Friday. And, you know, it's difficult when people lose a loved one, particularly at Christmas time.
Yes, it is.
And Gary Pack was a wonderful friend of ours since 1986. He served as associate pastor in Roswell, New Mexico, the Gateway Church, where we led that church for several years. And the Pack family, wonderful family. We first met he and his wife, Nancy, when they had only been married a year. We went to minister there in Roswell for Pastor John and Tony Ogle. And Gary and Nancy Pack went out to lunch with us. We first met them there, the Roswell Inn in Roswell, New Mexico. We had a meal, been friends with them ever since. Father, we lift up the Pack family.
Yes.
And Nancy Pack and her boys there. And we lift up Twyla and David, which is Gary's brother and sister, and Gary's father, Jimmy. You know, somebody said it's not right for children to go before the parents, but this has happened. We pray for the entire Pack family.
Yes.
We pray for others that are missing a loved one. Pastor Dave Rogers, who's a member of this church, his wife Anita went to be with the Lord just a few weeks ago.
Yes.
She's going to be missing this Christmas. And Dave, we just want you to know that that Breakout Radio Church is praying for you today.
Yes.
Asking the Holy Spirit to comfort you. One of our church members, Pastor Eugene Bullard, he's been over 90-something days. He's been suffering, bedridden from back surgery, not able to leave the church in Alney, Texas. He's been pastoring, and he's been in lots of pain. And Eugene, we pray for you today. We lift you up in the name of Jesus, and we just ask the Holy Spirit to come and minister to you today in Jesus' name, and ask the Holy Spirit to touch you in a very special way. And we pray for our pastor, Bob Nichols, who's been out of the pulpit there at Calvary Cathedral for a number of weeks because of a wound that's not been healing very well and infection in his body. We lift up Pastor Bob Nichols and the entire Calvary Cathedral family.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. And those of you that are going through difficult times this Christmas, we pray for you and ask the Holy Spirit just to minister to you today in Jesus' name. And, we love you. And there's all sorts of things that that come our way that we do not understand. One of our friends whose family's been going through difficult times, you know, she wrote me and said, I just can't understand why all of these things has been happening to us and our family. There's a lot of things we don't understand.
That's
right,
true.
Jean?
We don't. We just have to trust God.
Yes, we do. So we pray for you right now. Every one of you that's in pain or missing a loved one or going through difficult times, we pray for you.
Yes.
And for those of you that are traveling on the road today, you may be listening as you go down the road, have your smartphone on, and we just pray for you. Whatever it may be, we pray it's hedge of protection about you.
Yes.
Maybe you're having to work during this Christmas season. It doesn't seem quite fair. But, you know, when I was in radio, Gene, I had to work sometimes on Christmas Day because everybody was still listening to the radio.
That's
so
right.
I know what it is sometimes to have to work on Christmas. But we pray God's blessings upon you in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And I love you, Gene. I thank you for all the Christmases that we've been able to spend together. And I forgive you for that time that you sneaked in and opened your Christmas gift and wrapped it back up. I still remember
you
that.
You still remember that.
Yeah, those end tables.
That was in the early days.
But we enjoy Christmas.
Yes, we
do. I want to give all of you an opportunity to give your tithes and offerings right now. And, you know, Jesus himself said it's more blessed to give than to receive. The Bible says that we're to bring all of our tithes into the storehouse. For those of you that consider Breakout Radio Church, your church, and we're a church without borders or walls for people that may not have a pastor. I know there's a lot of pastors that call us pastors. And if we're your pastor or this is your church, we appreciate your faithful giving. The tithe, of course, means the tenth. And so I want to give you an opportunity to give today. All you have to do is go to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. And there, the donate button is up on the right-hand side. When you click the donate button, you're going to see Gene and I's picture there. And you'll click that donate button. And then you'll be able to use your PayPal credit card or your debit card. And if you want to mail a check, you can do that. You can make your check payable this morning to Breakout Ministries, Breakout Ministries. And you can address it to P.O. Box 91985. That's P.O. Box 91985. Austin, Texas, 78709. That's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And, or you can use your PayPal or credit card or debit card by going to BPN Radio. That's bpnradio.com. BPN Radio, that's one word, bpnradio.com. Click on the donate button. And I just want to bless those of you that are giving today. And Gene and I just want to say again, thank you so very, very much for your faithfulness in giving your tithes and offerings and contributions.
Yes, we appreciate it so very much. You know, we don't have anyone that underwrites our ministry. We believe God every month, and he's been faithful. So we appreciate your faithfulness so very much.
Yes, we do.
And I just pray that all of you have a blessed week with family and friends, and know that we love you very much.
Yes, we do. We love you very, very much. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. And remember, we'll have all day long on bpnradio.com. We have preaching. And our Austin pastor, Bill Hardy, will be preaching next on bpnradio.com. Then, of course, we have different church members that preach throughout the day. And next Sunday, I will conclude our final service for the year, and I'll have a special year-end message to kind of wrap up 2018 and looking forward to 2019. Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. We love you so very, very much. Have a wonderful week. God bless you. We appreciate We appreciate so very, very much Dennis Jernigan, who's played Christmas background music. He and his family have led us in Christmas songs. And also, we want to thank Shannon Smith, our longtime friend, and Three Bridges, who have been supplying us with Christmas music. And we are so very, very thankful for that. We're going to have them to sing as we go out today. God bless you. Have a very wonderful day. Merry Christmas. And, of course, a Happy New Year. God bless you.
Mary stands alone in the quiet of the night. The stars are shining brightly. They seem to soothe her troubled world. Then the sky above is torn asunder by a sword, and the angel of the Lord comes with his word. There is no need to fear, the Lord is with you here. You have found favor in his sight. For unto you is born the blessed Son of God, and Jesus, Jesus shall be his name. He shall free the world from the curse of Adam's sin, and righting what was wrong, bring us back to him. Joseph took her far away to a stable old and worn, and it was there the child was born to save the world.